Good morning. Another Friday, the last Friday in January of all things, January 30th. Steve Sherlock here from Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. It's probably a little quieter in the background, you may notice today, for a couple of reasons. One, my phone battery died overnight, so it's still plugged in, recharging to get some juice. And hence, I did not have it with me as I went for my walk this morning, so I couldn't take any pictures of the snow outside. We get another dusting overnight, truly a dusting, nothing more than that. So there's a nice, light, white, fresh coat of snow in the area to go with the couple of feet that we got on the blizzard earlier this week. So that's winter in New England. And because of the phone dying and thereby it's plugged in, thereby I'm inside the house and not outside walking around the yard. Of course, it'd be kind of hot walking around the outside in the yard because the yard is just snow covered anyway. So you'd hear the crunch of snow as I strode through drifts and drifts, if I could make it through the drifts. But we're inside. It's quieter. And the second reason it's quiet is we had some windows installed last week. So a crew came in, three guys, 18 windows, were in just a little after 9, were out before 3. What a crew. They have a process, they stuck to it, did a couple of extra things along the way, adjusted accordingly, and got it done. So now we've got nice new thermopane windows, and yes, it is quieter inside. It's also warmer. So that's a plus. Marked on the schedule on the calendar as to when we did the window change. So as we watch the oil usage, because we do heat by oil, hopefully that'll have an effect for our future usage. We had changed our burner, let's see, was it 2008 or 9? I forget offhand, but it was something in that time frame. And the newer burner is certainly much more efficient than the other one was. So we're doing much better that way. And I'm curious as to if we're going to notice any other percent differences, improvements, hopefully, in the oil usage over time. And of course, trying to track oil usage, it's difficult because the weather from day to day and for season to season is not exactly the same. So tracking, you know, on the long run, literally, the spreadsheet I have goes back to the beginning of when we got the house in 95. So I've got a lot of data. And we can track that way and at least see what the trend is over time, literally, with some good data that way. So I won't be able to tell perhaps definitively in the next couple of months, but over time we should be able to see a trend in the right direction in terms of oil usage. So those are a couple things happening on this front this Friday, the last Friday of January. How are you doing? Did you get any of the blizzard? If you're in New England, you perhaps did more or less get a bunch of snow. If you're outside of New England, what's your weather like? As we end January, the first month of 2015. Yep, the first month down. So if you've taken 12 steps towards your goal, one step is complete. How far along are you? I hope you're far enough along to be considered on course. And that's what matters. So that'll be all for today. I got to continue to charge this phone so I can head off to work. Take care. And until next time, Steve Sherlock here from Franklin, Mass. For Steve's Two Cents. Signing off. Take care.